News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The big news, Ciara, last night was that final presidential election debate between Joe Biden, and Donald Trump. A much calmer affair, I think, it's fair to say, than the first of the debates. During the debate, Donald Trump praised his record on helping the black community.
Nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump. And if you look, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln, possible exception, but the exception of Abraham Lincoln, nobody has done what I've done.
There you go, comparing himself to Abe Lincoln. Joe Biden, I think it's fair to say, wasn't too impressed.
Abraham Lincoln here is one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history. He pours fuel on every single racist fire. Every single one. Started off his campaign coming down the escalator saying he's getting rid of those Mexican rapists. He's banned Muslims because they're Muslims. He has moved around and made everything worse across the board. He says to about the poor boys, last time we were on stage here, he said, I told him to stand down and stand ready. Come on. This guy is a dog whistle about as big as a foghorn.
Okay, the debate also centered on Donald Trump's handling of COVID.
This is the same fellow who told you this is going to end by Easter last time. This is the same fellow who told you that, don't worry, we're going to end this by the summer. We're about to go into a dark winter, and he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American people before the middle of next year.
Say we're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement like Joe does. He has the ability to lock himself up. I don't know. He's obviously made a lot of money someplace.
Okay, that was the two protagonists going head to head there. Let's get more analysis on this. We're joined by the BBC North America correspondent Anthony Zerker. Anthony, did we have a camera debate last night?
We definitely had a calmer debate. I think the mute button or the threat of the mute button that would silence one candidate while the other candidate gave their 2-minute opening answer to a question definitely toned things down and did away with a lot of the interruptions. And I think that Donald Trump, realizing that he probably hurt himself with his interruption and hectoring of Joe Biden in the first debate, also modulated his tone. So at least in the way the debate was conducted, the manner in which it was conducted, you could actually hear what the candidates were saying. They weren't interrupting each other and talking all over each other. So it was a more constructive debate in that regard, at least.
Did we get to talk about many of the substantive issues, or was it a lot of personalized abuse?
I think we did get into substance by and large. There were personal attacks. There were allegations of corruption that were exchanged back and forth and foreign business dealings. Donald Trump talking about Joe Biden's son. Joe Biden talking about Donald Trump's taxes and his bank accounts in China. But beyond that, there was a substantive discussion about the coronavirus, about the minimum wage and the economy, about global warming, about race relations, about healthcare. It touched on a broad range of topics. And, while both sides took their, tried to stake out their positions and disparage their opponents, at least if the public was watching, they'd get an understanding of where both candidates stood.
Were there key moments, do you think, looking back on it?
I think one of the key moments came early on during the coronavirus topic, because that's a topic that that a lot of Americans are focusing on. And Donald Trump at one point said that Americans are opening businesses back up and they're learning to live with a virus. And when Donald Trump said that, Joe Biden quickly responded, they're learning to live with a virus, they're learning to die with it, and went on to talk about people who have lost loved ones. It's a very difficult subject for Donald Trump to handle, because the public by and large says they don't approve of Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus. And the number of deaths, the number of increases in cases, they don't bode well for Donald Trump. I thought there was an interesting exchange on race relations where Donald Trump, he didn't fall into the pitfalls he fell into in the first debate, where he was reluctant to condemn white supremacist movements. He talked more about his attempts at criminal justice reform and went after Joe Biden, saying that, you know, Joe Biden talks about reform, but they didn't do enough when Joe Biden was vice president for 8 years. So both candidates had their moments. I think Donald Trump definitely had a better performance tonight than he had in the first debate. Although, you know, we're only a week and a half away from the election. 45 million Americans have already cast their ballot. So whether this will make a difference and help bring Donald Trump closer to Joe Biden in the polls, I think that is difficult to say.
Now, we know in America there's always kind of instant polling of these things. Are we getting a reaction yet from people as to who might have won this, or was it kind of a draw, or was it depending on your perspective on whether you were a Trump or a Biden supporter?
Both campaigns are saying their candidate won, which obviously they do. Donald Trump's campaign was saying he won the first debate as well, although if you look at the polls afterwards, he didn't help himself then. The snap polls that I've seen have showed giving Joe Biden a slight margin of victory in this debate. But a lot of times those snap polls, they don't necessarily, they're not debate panelists. They're not debate judges. The people who answer those polls are usually, they say their side won. So if you look at the snap polls, 50-something percent say Joe Biden won, 40% say Donald Trump won. That's kind of matching the head-to-head polls right now. So I think people see what they want to see from a debate like this, and so the polls are reflecting that.
Am I kind of reading from you that you think it maybe won't have a huge impact on Election Day?
I think that's exactly it. If you look at polls, most Americans have made up their mind already, and many Americans have actually already voted. So we're getting down to the end, and I think that by and large, Americans have made up their minds. And as I've said before on this program, this has been a very stable race over the course of this year. There hasn't been a whole lot of things, despite all the big events in American politics and American society over the past year. There haven't been any major shifts. And so a debate like tonight, you can't imagine that it would shift things in any sort of significant way either.
Anthony Zerker, BBC North America correspondent, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.